You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I'm joined by old mate Nick Rowan from Southlink Studios. We're here to talk about some free studio time that Southlink Studios is giving away. Morena, Nick, how you doing?
Yoda. I'm great, thanks. I'm happy to be on your show and talk to people about the great opportunity that the Southlink Education Trust is offering here to all comers.
Yeah, it's good to have you, man. I was originally pronouncing your show earlier as Ruffin. Does that happen quite a lot? Because it's spelled R-O-G-U-H.
Yeah, because it happens all the time. Ask my cousin Denise Rowan from the 3Ds and Ghost Club about that one, and she will tell you the same thing.
crack up. I my first name is Zach. There's a million different ways to spell Zach. My last name's Hoffman. There's a million different ways to spell Hoffman, so I'm used to people getting my name wrong. So I know how that feels. We're kindred spirits in that regard.
Yeah, just roll your eyes and move on.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I'm actually like, no, actually, it's spelled.
That's what you go through those phases when, no, get it right.
And then some other. Rough
around the edges, and a lot of my colleagues back in the day used to call me Rough Edges because I probably had rough edges. So. But yeah, it's all in a name. Let's talk about the studio.
Let's do that. There's, 18 hours of free studio time. So is this an open door policy or is it limited to a number of applicants, or how does it work?
Well, you contact me through the website and I send you some forms and you fill out the forms and send them back to me. And my superiors at Southlink Education Trust go, oh, okay, that looks good. And they sign it off and we book some studio time. Simple as that.
Really. Nice.
And, so it's been a project that I spend a number of years, well, probably a year setting up. And we officially opened our doors to the studio in December last year, so... It's been growing and growing, and now it's getting a little crazy, but it's good because it's a resource for the community, for anybody who wants to have a go. I've got a band, I've got some songs I want to record. I've done all kinds of stuff so far, like archiving cassette tapes, recording meditation music and chakra bowls.
Nice.
I've done school projects, telephone answer phone messages. There's pretty much nothing we haven't done. We recently hosted the Amped project too for which is great, which was kind of like an introduction to how studio works and a bunch of other things we had going on that day, so that was cool.
Nice, man. Are there any student bands who have come through to record some stuff?
There's been a few. I'm not good with names. One that I'm particularly fond of at the moment is Pearly.
Oh yeah.
And that's some of the guys from Dale Kerrigan. They're making an album at the moment, which I'll be helping them out with, and it's going to be pretty good.
Nice. So
it's got me very excited. Also working with the Broken Heartbreakers, who made a number of records in I guess you call them folkish pop sort of style, but having fun with them, pushing the boat out a bit further and getting a bit more digital and modern on it. So there's lots of things that have come my way that have been pretty interesting.
Awesome. What's the co-pupa behind this policy, and how long has it been running before for?
Yeah. Well, like I said, we started it, opened the doors in December last year, but we really weren't quite equipped because the whole story behind the project is that Southlink Health Services, or Southlink, which runs a number of medical practices throughout South Island and the North Island, bought the Natural History Building at the bottom of Princess Street. And in the Natural History Building, there's three recording studios, and they thought do we pull them down? And then they thought, what's the point in pulling them down? It just costs me, us money to pull them down.
Yeah.
Let's use them as a community resource. And that's where I came in, and I did a feasibility study for them, and they said, yeah, this looks good. Let's do this.
Nice.
And really for them, for South Bank Education Trust, there's not really any benefit at all apart from knowing that they're doing something good for the community. And so that's how it came about, from this building being bought and the people that own the building going, well, there's no point in pulling it down. Let's try and run it as a community resource. And so that's the kaupapa behind it.
I really like that. It's using something, a really vital resource. And I mean, Dunedin is, a musical city. And
big history here. Mm. And, I'm actually quite new to Dunedin. I've only been here for probably 2 years or around that. Mm-hmm. My wife is from Dunedin, grew up here, and I have a lot of friends, and I've worked with a lot of artists from Dunedin, so I feel akin to it, and I'm really loving here. It's a great place. It's mm-hmm. a great city. So able to do this mm-hmm. here and give back a little bit from, I've been fortunate through the years in music to have a career in it, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody makes any money out of music in this country, but you do it because it's a passion.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And it's part of our culture. So
it is.
Yeah.
Was the music...
Some of the other things that we're going to be doing at the studio too coming up in the future is that I'd like to run some audio engineering courses and also some courses in electronic music, which is a personal favourite of mine, and sitting in my studio here surrounded by synthesizers I want to do some educational programs as well, and for people that might not be musically inclined but may have a technical bent or want to know about how to record music, and they can then go out and record bands themselves. And I just want to kind of create something that lasts for many years to come. A great example of what we're doing is the Stomach in Palmerston North, mm. where they've been running for 30 years, running a studio and rehearsal spaces and stuff like that. And I don't see why Dunedin shouldn't have something that along that line, running for, years and years to come. So that's the plan, keep it running and self-sustaining.
Yeah, I really love that. Yeah. was the music scene here a real draw for you before you moved here?
Not so much the scene. It's just I've worked a lot with Shane Carter and David Kilgore and The Clean, mm-hmm. and so I have a lot of friends here, lot of musical friends that I've worked with through the years. So, the draw to moving here was that we moved from Auckland to Wanaka to look after some family members, and my young children grew up there, and we got to my children got to university age, and it's like, well, they either go to Dunedin by themselves or we all move to Dunedin. So we were like, let's go to Dunedin, and it's a great move because great city. Lots going on. I love the energy of the student community. There always seems to be people going somewhere with something to do. It's great. It's exciting, and I like it.
Mm. It is a great city. Very, underrated in certain pockets of
Even though I've lived most of my life in the North Island, my family history comes from Lawrence and Central Otago. So, my father went to Otago University, and my father-in-law went to Otago University. So there's a strong family connection to this part of the world for me.
Awesome. Kind of running out of time here at the moment. We have to cross
great
over.
Great to talk to you there.
Great chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming through. And if people want to apply...
Yeah, we should chat again soon and keep you up to date on stuff. So have a great day.
For sure. If people want to apply for the 18 hours of studio free time, they can head to your website, correct, which is sletproductions.co.nz. Is there any other way people can apply?
Well, they can come see me directly, but the website will get you straight to me for an email, and I'll get back to you straight away and get the process underway.
Fantastic, fantastic, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Nick. It was great chatting with you.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, that was Nick Rowan from South Link Studios, which is around the Melville Street area, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, on Melville Street in central Needham, kind of next to Prince's Street. Had a great yarn there about their studio offering 18 hours of free time, which is impeccable, unheard of, you might say. Coming up very...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.